This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Markets are closed today in observance of the Good Friday holiday. Yesterday, I had the chance to speak with Caden Sweeney of AgMarket.net at the close of yesterday's markets. Here is that conversation. Caden Sweeney of AgMarket.net, our guest here today. Caden, what did we see take place in the markets after the release of the prospective plantings report from the USDA?
Yeah, certainly a big report today, and the the result of it was big as well. If you just look at the close today, you're going to see corn up about 15 cents, oil and new crop beans quite a bit quieter either side of unchanged there. But, it's been a rough week for the corn market. Finally got to, for all the bad news that the USDA takes on, all the heat that they take, they did us a favor today. Expected planted acres for 2024, 90.0 million. Trade estimates going into the day about 91.7, 91.8. So certainly a bullish surprise there. Grain stocks on hand also a bit lower. So a really good report for corn overall. Beans, I would call it neutral to mixed. But, the corn markets can be stealing all the headlines over the weekend.
We saw a lot of position squaring this week in the ag marketplace as traders got ready for the release of the reports today. Did seem like they were just waiting for something to react to, and now they have it with the prospective plantings report.
Yeah, if you look at total acres and not just corn and beans, if you look at all principal acres across the U.S., the USDA is showing a cut of about 6 million acres from last year. So obviously less acres you'd think would result in less supply, which is generally friendly to prices. Like I said, corn was down, really been down all week. We were kind of on either side of even going into the report and going to close up stronger today. 15 cents or so. Beans were down double digits going into the report, and we're going to close the May even and November new crop up 4. So certainly a good number there. Wheat's up double digits as well. It really is a good report.
That was Caden Sweeney of AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious. Make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Here's how the markets closed on Thursday. May corn up 15 and a quarter at 442 even. May soybeans down one even at 1191 and a half. May soybean meal down $1.30 at 337.70. May soybean oil up 28 cents at 47.95. On the Merc, April live cattle up $1.40 at 185 even. April feeder cattle up 25 cents at 247.12. April lean hogs up 52 cents at 86.62. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.